Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at PR@speakuptalkradio.com. Often, I'm referred to an author's website and simply fall in love with who they are and what they do. And such is the case with today's author. She is Helen Hipp. Helen gained firsthand experience with autism as she helped her son face his unique challenges. At the same time, she learned to overcome the barriers to finding adequate services for her son. She received her MA in counseling and began her career as a psychotherapist to help people find answers for their life problems. Her work eventually evolved into a coaching practice called Within You Life Coaching, focusing on individuals with special needs and their families. Helen's approach to finding solutions, along with her tendency to look at things in different ways, remains an integral part of who she is and how she works. She has authored articles for Family Workers and Washington Family Magazine and written multiple self-help articles published by eZine.com, where she is viewed as an expert in her field. Her children's adventure books combine all the best of Helen's beliefs in tales that celebrate the value of differences, motivating kids of all ages to meet their challenges with self-acceptance, offering readers ever-changing perspectives that transform personal challenges into opportunities. She is the author of two books titled A Different Kind of Safari and Rosie and Friends, Positively Different, inspired by a once-in-a-lifetime trip led by her father to Africa. And book three is on the way, and you can find out more at her website, rosiethehippo.com. We're so excited to find out more, so let's bring her on. Welcome to the network, Helen.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to have you fill in all the blanks here today. Now, you say that your writing stemmed from a trip to Africa. Tell us about that trip and how it inspired you to write the book.
Well, it was a family adventure, and we took it in 2001. And my children, Ray and Eliza, were with me, and Ray was 14 at the time. And what was so spectacular about that trip was we spotted a pod of hippos, and one was pink, and she was actually standing on the outside of the pod. So when we talked to our guide, he explained that she was tolerated and not necessarily accepted by the herd, which was something that my son knew about all too well. He was given the diagnosis of Asperger's when he was about 10 and had come across those types of situations. So he immediately had a connection with this hippo, named her Rosie, and as a parent of a child with special needs, I thought how wonderful it would be to share this story of two creatures living on opposite ends of the world coming together and sharing something that brought about a strong connection between the two. So that was pretty much it.
I love that story. Just talk about being at the right place at the right moment and just might have passed by it at a different hour and they wouldn't have been there. It's just so interesting how it all came together.
Yes, we were very, very lucky. Very lucky, and it was just such a wonderful sighting and a very surprising experience. I mean, I don't think anybody ever thinks that they're going to go see a pink hippo.
No. I guess I didn't realize that animals kind of treat each other the same as humans do. Just because she was pink, it was kind of ostracized, which I didn't know that would happen.
Yeah, it does. In the animal kingdom, and it basically is a wonderful reminder that we're all very similar mm-hmm. and very different, whether or not we have two legs or four legs.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm sure that's what inspired your book. So tell us about the book, A Different Kind of Safari. That was the first one, yes?
It is. And the characters in that book are based on the experience I just spoke about. And a lot of them are family members. And the imagination and the real life experience kind of pulled together and created each character. I would say the only exception is Rosie, based on the real Rosie, and my son Ray is based on my son Ray. Mm-hmm. Characters such as TLC, which stands for Tender Loving Crocodile, is based on my father, and a zebra named Elize is based on my mother.
I love that you paid homage to your family, and they probably got a kick out of that as well.
Well, I'm very happy that they enjoyed it and they weren't upset by it.
I love the idea of a tender, loving crocodile, because I think back to my own dad, who had that outward appearance of being really scary, but inside was just a ball of mush and wrong impression. So it really teaches you how outward appearances do not really tell the whole story.
And that point is stated in a very similar way in the book. I have the book here, so I can read you that line. At the very beginning of the story, Raymond is sitting under an umbrella tree, and his mother asks, "What animal does Grandpa look like?" my mother asked. I thought about my grandpa. He was tough and strong on the outside, but soft and cuddly on the inside. What sort of animal would that be? I did not know. So that is at the very beginning of the book, and as you read on, you will learn a lot more about each character. And that question, which Ray didn't have an answer to, will be answered.
It's really all about expectations.
It does address that, but it's about self-awareness and self-acceptance. It's really a lot of what comes to the surface as the story unfolds. And it's fun. It's not a preachy story. It doesn't tell you how you should feel, but it invites you to explore how you might feel if you looked at things this way or this way.
Right. And the characters such as Shorty the giraffe, which is not what you would expect from a giraffe, or the elephant, don't remember the elephant's name, with the small ears.
Oh, yes. Abel.
Yes.
Yep. They show up in the second book, not necessarily in the first book.
All right, well, let's talk about the second book. It's called Rosie and Friends, Positively Different.
Yes, and that is a book that it doesn't follow the traditional storyline. It's more of a narrative. And Rosie talks about her feelings about being different and the importance of differences and how she celebrates herself and why she celebrates herself. And she helps an ostrich named Olivia look at herself in a different way. And it's a lot of fun. And at the end of each book, there is an activity, and there is a song on the back of this one. It's a template, which is also on the website, that individuals can fill out and describe how they're different and celebrate that in song. So it's a lot of fun, and it gives examples of what Rosie means when she says she is positively different. She's mm-hmm. saying that she's unusual in a way that's interesting or unexpected. She's saying she's exotic because she's different from what is ordinary. And she's colorful mm-hmm. because of her one-of-a-kind uniqueness. So she puts a positive spin on being different. It's a wonderful little story that shows kids that there's a new way to look at things. Differences are wonderful. One of the points that Rosie and the other characters make is that your uniqueness is not a weakness. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing.
I love that saying, your uniqueness is not a weakness. That is just a great slogan, if you will. And as you were explaining this, I was just thinking about what a shame it is that young people can't embrace being different. Because as you get older, I think that's what's exciting about you. It's like, that's okay. I don't mind mm-hmm. being unusual. This is just not a book for children with special needs, because I know that young people and, you know, heck, even adults, they get bullied or ridiculed all the time. So it's a nice reminder, I think, for anyone.
I think so, too. A lot of adults have enjoyed reading these books to children. And some of them have shared that tears have come to their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens because it's relatable. It's meaningful. It's something that they connect with. And this is what these characters are trying to create for the readers. An experience that not only is fun, but thought-provoking and relatable to something that's going on in their lives.
Absolutely. I agree. And hopefully it will soften the hearts of those that actually do the bullying.
Yeah, well, I think that individuals that bully, many of them, they just want to be loved.
I agree.
They just want to be loved.
Yep.
And it's really scary when you don't feel like you're going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people create masks and try and be something that they think will be accepted.
Yep.
And that's too bad, because usually what's underneath that mask is so beautiful.
You are right, right. So lots going on with your books and lots to learn. Let's talk about your son, Ray, then. Did he share any feedback with you as you were writing these books or putting them together?
Oh, yes. More so with the first book. But he also did an audio book on the first book. And for an individual on the spectrum, that's very, very difficult. For somebody who's not on the spectrum, it's very, very difficult. But he is very proud of Rosie and his part, mm-hmm. and he should be. He's a wonderful, wonderful young man, and he just works so hard to help each other, you know, help others out and be a positive influence. So I'm very, very proud of him.
As you should. I listened, Helen, to a previous radio interview that was on your website with you and your son, and he really is such an insightful and inspiring young man. And he talked about something that was huge, what our lives in a river have in common. And you know, basically, he's saying that it's a metaphor for life. It's filled with obstacles, trees. It's always changing. It's always flowing. And I thought, oh, my gosh, so profound.
Yes, that was a metaphor that Raymond and I put together, and it's in the first book. I did not coach him before that interview, so that is really all of his words. And I think it's important to hear him talk about it, because it's so genuine, his thoughts and his expressions.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, I felt blessed to have heard that.
Yeah, I love that. I was, being a parent, of course, I was a little guarded when it came to putting it out there, because I think there is a need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But having it on my website so people can listen to it, I think is appropriate. but I probably would never put it on Facebook or anything like that.
I wouldn't either. I think it's not meant for the general public to comment on, but people that go to your website obviously have a reason to go. They care, they're interested, right. They're concerned. And yeah, once you hear Ray speaking, it all comes together, and it really just, I don't know, just brought so much emotion to the surface to hear him talk so honestly and openly about the even the process of doing it is like, oh, he was stressed out doing it. It was a lot of hard work, and he was glad it was over. And you know, you could feel that from him.
Yeah. And Raymond, like many, he's so truthful.
Yes.
And conveys that in not only an articulate way, but kind of with a little bit of a child's energy, mm-hmm. I think is so neat.
No, it's beyond neat. I wish that every encounter with everyday people would be that refreshing and honest and open.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm. And I think the best way to encourage that is to be that way ourselves.
Well, yes, absolutely. To take a moment and learn, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
Not only learn, but do.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, again, as we talked about expectations or name calling or those type of things, how do we move past that as a society, and where does that begin?
I think that begins with how we use our words and what images those words create. For instance, my son Ray has a diagnosis of Asperger's, but I don't have an Asperger's child.
Yes.
So I'm seeing him as an individual first with my words. I'm not seeing a handicapped person. I'm seeing a person with a handicap, but I'm seeing that person first. Mm-hmm. I think we all need to try and do that.
Thank you for that. That's very thought-provoking and very simple to do.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's all about awareness, and mm-hmm. that's why I go back to the book. The book is about not only awareness, but acceptance.
Right.
And we're not born with our awareness. We learn. Right. And I think we need to keep on learning when we're adults, when we're children, whatever developmental stage we're at.
Mm-hmm. And there was a quote on your website from Ray, and it says, I no longer see what I am not, I see what I am, a boy who is unique, a boy who is happy. So is he happy now?
Oh, he's wonderfully happy, and I just found out this morning he has a second job.
Oh, my.
But so he's achieving and achieving and achieving. Yes, that is the last line in A Different Kind of Safari.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me quite a long time to be able to read through that whole story and not cry at the end, because this book was written quickly or with a time constraint, because my father, who took us on this trip, had Alzheimer's, and he was near his end. Mm. And I wanted to read him this story.
Oh.
And show him the gift that he gave us. And I was able to, but when I did, he was nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
And I read him the story, and he cried.
Oh.
And when I got to the end, of course, I cried. And then not long after, he died.
Oh, man.
So it's a very personal story to me,
mm-hmm.
for me, and so that was a wonderful gift, and I'm sure that he's very happy that the stories are continuing.
What a beautiful gift all the way around for everyone. It was just something that needed to happen, and how wise of him to take you on that trip.
Yeah.
Yep. How did publishing the book for the first time, how did that change you and your family?
It definitely caught me off guard, because I spent years going to school and writing reports, and the idea of writing or choosing to write probably was one of the furthest things from my mind. But it turned out to be a creative outlet for me. I just loved it. My family, outside of Raymond, of course, I think everybody was just happy and excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're enjoying it, and I think they're enjoying seeing how much I enjoy doing it.
Right.
Book 3 is coming out November 13th.
Oh, my. On its way. Give us a sneak peek.
It is going to be a wonderful book. If people go on Facebook and go on the website, they'll be updated with announcements, and there'll probably be a few sneak peeks along the way. But it is a very fun story. And I'm excited. Very excited.
And the illustrations, Helen, those really add to the book. Tell us a bit about how those came about.
Both illustrators. There's two separate illustrators because a different kind of safari is targeted for older kids. And Hillary Ann Loveglass was the illustrator for that book. And she lives in Vermont, had never done a book, never illustrated for a book before, and she was just very excited about the story. And she did a wonderful job. And then Taryn Kazi, same situation, Vermont illustrator, and she had never done a book, and she was very excited when she heard we were looking for an illustrator that could put together illustrations that younger children would enjoy. And she loves it, and she signed on for the series. And both of them are incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Cousy now works for Universal Studios.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure what Hillary's doing, but boy, she is so talented as well. So I was very blessed to have two people be equally as excited about the story and the project.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just wonderful.
When I saw the books for the first time, that's what caught your eye. I was like, now you also have on your website an adventure club so that parents and children can join the adventure club. Tell us about that.
Well, that is a lot of fun. Karen has put together coloring sheets that have the characters doing a variety of things. And there's 12 of them, one for each month. So children can print them off and color them. And there is a play based on the first book, A Different Kind of Safari, that teachers can print off. And it's got everything from props and just the whole script. There's no charge for it. And then there are sound bites that they can use for the play that they can download. And eventually, I would like to write a script for Rosie and Friends Positively Different.
Mm-hmm.
I just am not doing that right now. and there is the song template that's in the back of the second book is also on there, so kids can download it. They don't have to worry about losing the book or anything, or if they wanted to have more than one copy of that song template, they can print it off and write on it, do whatever. They can listen to Rosie sing her own song. I will be putting more things on there, but right now we have some other projects going that are going to be great, and I'm very excited about that. So Karen, because she has a full-time job, and then this project and other projects, I can't just say, oh.
Yes, stop what you're doing.
Can you please do this? Can you please do that? The third book is going to have a very fun activity in the back of it, too, and that will probably go up in the Adventure Club as well, but I don't want to put it up before the book comes out.
Right.
There is going to be a book fair, the Brooklyn Book Fair, in Brooklyn, New York, and I believe it is the 16th of September. You might want to Google that and confirm that date, but I will be there.
Okay.
With my books and with the third book, because there are going to be opportunities to buy it beforehand, but there are only going to be a couple of opportunities to do that. One will be at the Brooklyn Book Fair, and one will be up here in Vermont in October at a pre-launch party. Also, again on Facebook, there will be the opportunity to pre-order that book too. So if you can't make it to Brooklyn or Vermont, you will have the opportunity to pre-order.
All righty. Well, since we're talking about that, why don't you share your website or anywhere else folks can go then, either to find out more or to purchase the books?
Okay. Well, you can go to the website, which is very easy. It's rosiethehippo.com. On that website, there are links to both Amazon and Barnes & Noble that carry my books. Or you can go directly to those websites if you'd like and punch in Rosie and Friends or A Different Kind of Safari, and they would probably come up.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have trouble doing it that way, go to the website and click the link. It's a lot easier.
All right.
Facebook, Rosie has a Facebook page. So if anybody, adult or child, has a question for Rosie, feel free to ask it on Facebook. She'll answer you.
I like it.
And there are also a list of events on the website for Rosie. And media kits, the whole thing. Individuals can also look up the characters and get a sense of who they are. And there's just a lot of fun stuff that will be going on. So what you see today, there might be something new next week. Who knows? It probably will all happen at the same time.
That's right. It'll be a total overhaul of rosiethehippo.com. Well, Helen, is there anything that we missed that you wanted to talk about today?
I would just say that Rosie really enjoys sharing her story with others. And if you are a teacher at a school or daycare and you're looking for authors to come in or present via Skype, that is also something I do as well. Feel free to contact me with questions about presentations, because I do arrange them so they're relevant to the age and classroom focus. So feel free to contact me with questions about presentations and things.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I wanted to bring that up earlier, that I'm sure that this is a very popular topic in schools, and I'm glad to hear that you go out to the schools and share this with the teachers and the classrooms. I think that's really important.
Yes, and hopefully I will be able to also put on the website some brochures that I've put together that really have a lot of information about presentations. So I'm looking to do that, and that might be a very easy way for people to kind of read and process what type of presentations I can bring into their school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're looking to do that. It's not done yet, but do that.
No rest for you, Helen.
Not this week.
Well, any final words before we part, maybe for families with children with special needs, or anything you want to leave us with?
As a parent, one of the most important things that helped me out during those harder days is to know that you are a specialist when it comes to your child. You know your child better than anybody else. So trust yourself and accept the fact that you're not going to do everything perfectly. But when it comes from the heart and it comes from love, it's really never wrong.
Thank you. I can't imagine parting with any more profound words than that. So I hope everyone listening goes on a safari with Helen and her son Ray and Rosie, of course, Rosie the Hippo, and visit their website, rosiethehippo.com. Helen Hipp, you are an amazing person. Thank you so much for sharing you and your son and your books with us today.
Thank you for having me, Pat. I really enjoyed myself.
Celebrating my differences. Differences is what my song is all about. So sing along and let your happiness out. My differences, differences. Instead of following the beat of the drums like some, I like my differences, differences. Unknown and strange in my jacket of pink, such an oddity is wonderful, don't you think? For a hippo so pretty to also be pink. Should it matter what other gray hippos may think when I like my differences, differences?